The first year of the Clinton administration also tested the new president's willingness to use force a second time, in Somalia. In retrospect, it is possible that the October Battle of Mogadishu may have been a second case of an al-Qaeda role in an attack on Americans. On October 3, 1993, in the famous Black Hawk Down incident, the militia of Somali warlord Farah Aidid shot down two helicopters with rocket-propelled grenades. When it was over, 18 Americans and probably 1,200 Somalis had been killed. When the National Security Council cabinet members met with the president in the cabinet room, Clinton sat silently, red-faced, listening to Secretary of State Warren Christopher, Secretary of Defense Les Aspin, and Joint Chiefs Chairman Colin Powell. When they had talked themselves out, Clinton stopped doodling and looked up. "Okay, here's what we're going to do. We are not running away with our tail between our legs. I've already heard from Congress, and that's what they all want us to do. Get out tomorrow. We're staying. We're also not going to flatten Mogadishu to prove we are the big badass superpower. Everybody in the world knows we could do that. We don't have to prove that to anybody. We are going to send in more troops, with tanks and aircraft and anything else that they need. We are going to show force, and we are going to keep delivering the food. If anybody fucks with us, we will respond, massively. And we are going to get the UN to finally show up and take over. Tell Boutros he has 6 months to do that, not one day more. Then we will pull out." As the meeting broke up, Clinton indicated for Lake and me to follow him through the side door into the outer area of the Oval Office. "I want us running this, not the State Department or the Pentagon." He looked at me. "No more U.S. troops get killed. None. Do what you have to do. Whatever you have to do." 6 months later, the United States finally handed over the operation to the United Nations peacekeeping force. There had been no more American casualties. During those 6 months, I repeatedly pressed the CIA to track down rumors in the foreign press about terrorists who might have trained Aidid's militia. They discounted them. I asked my friends Mike Sheehan and Roger Cressy, who had worked in Mogadishu in 1993, what they thought. "How the shit would CIA know?" Mike replied. "They had nobody in the country when the Marines landed. Then they send in a few guys who had never been there before. They swap people out every few weeks, and they stayed holed up in a U.S. compound on the beach, in comfy trailer homes that the Air Force flew in." Apparently, Sheehan and Cressy were right. Although the CIA did not know it in 1993 and 1994, evidence later emerged and was included in the U.S. indictment of bin Laden that al-Qaeda had been sending advisors to Aidid and had helped to engineer the shootdown of the U.S. helicopters. Thus, when the Clinton administration looked back on the terrorism of 1993, they did not include the events of Somalia in that category. Nor did they think about bin Laden or al-Qaeda, because they had not yet been told that the terrorist or his organization existed. Al-Qaeda and bin Laden, however, thought about the United States. Even though the U.S. had not cut and run under congressional pressure, they perceived that it had. The additional 6 months' stay and the orderly handoff to the UN had not impressed them. The failure to flatten Mogadishu had registered. Once again, they told one another, the United States had been humiliated by a third world country, just like Vietnam, just like Lebanon, just like the Soviets in Afghanistan. Was Clinton right not to respond with some large retaliation to the murder of the 18 U.S. commandos? We had killed over 1,000 Somalis in a day. Should we have done more? We could have kept up the hunt for Aidid, but that would have placed the prestige of the United States against the resourcefulness of one man hiding in his own country. In retrospect, I doubt there was anything that could have been done then to deter al-Qaeda. Killing more innocent Somalis would not have helped.